Life is mostly just about doing the same things day after day. As a wise mentor of mine likes to say, some days you just have to plod for God. But every now and then, you hit a brick wall. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. So what do you do when that happens? And not necessarily some great existential crisis, but just some practical problem that you don't even imagine God would be interested in. Such was the case back in Jesus' day. John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. 2 days later, there was a wedding in the town of Cana in Galilee, and Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and his followers were also invited. At the wedding, there wasn't enough wine. So Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." How embarrassing! Fancy running out of wine at a wedding. And if you know the story, Jesus didn't appear particularly interested. But being a good lad, he did what his mother asked him. And blow me down if he didn't turn water into wine. Not just a bit of water into a bit of wine, but something like 150 gallons of the stuff. There are lots of lessons to draw from that. But at a practical level, what do you take away from that particular miracle? Here's my take. Every miracle in the Bible first started out as a problem. And then God steps in with a divine intervention that alters the natural course of events to demonstrate his power and his glory. By all means, plod for God. But when you run into that inevitable brick wall, that intractable practical problem, tell Jesus how you've run out of wine. And watch out. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Hey, we all hit brick walls from time to time, and that's when it's time to pray, to invite Jesus into that place. And the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.